often don't realize that we are the key to our own happiness, and that happiness starts with healing and transformation. Whether you need healing, guidance, clarity, understanding, or just some honest sister talk to feel connected, heard, and supported, you are welcome and safe here. So join the conversation and be healed. Welcome to Soul Healing Conversations with your host, Roz Kincaid.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Soul Healing Conversations. I'm your host, Roz Kincaid. I'm an intuitive soul healer, and I am a facilitator of transformation. So if you want to move from an old, outdated version of yourself that's not serving your highest good, and you want to move to a new version of yourself that allows you to be unapologetically authentic, where you can create peace and harmony and balance for your life, then I'm your girl. Listen, I hope you all are doing well today. I hope that this season has been treating you well. There's been a lot of energy swirling and moving and a lot of shifting and changing. And so I hope you're doing your best and giving yourself grace moving through all of it. And if you're new to my podcast or to my YouTube channel, then welcome. Welcome here. Listen, y'all, I want to save a little bit of time today and jump right into today's topic. I've been noticing a lot with the people that I work with and just people around me in general that there seems to be this disease going around that you give a fuck what other people say and what other people think. And this has to stop, y'all. This way of being, this way of thinking, this idea that what people think of you and what people perceive of you is going to somehow shape and dictate your life, we have got to get out of that way of being, because it's really holding us back. I'm not only seeing it in, you know, my sessions with my clients, but I'm starting to notice it not just with me, because I've done a certain amount of work, and I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else, but like, this was some of the earlier work that I had to do with myself to really be able to break through in some other areas. So we got to get over I care what people think about me, because this stuff really sends you into a loop, and it keeps you stuck, and it keeps you from moving forward. And we really need to get from up under this. And so I can remember my daddy always telling me, he was like, stop letting people live rent free in your head. Stop letting people take up space and residence in your mind and in your thinking about their opinions and their thoughts and their standards and their expectations and what they want for you, or what they think you should be doing, because that is not conducive to the healing and the transformation that many of us are trying to move through to be better, to have better, to just, you know, function better and to experience something greater and higher in our life. And so what I'm noticing is that underneath this, I care what people think and I don't know why, really, it's a form of control. We're trying to control people's criticisms and judgments towards us. When really, and I've said this before, this is not our problem. What people think of us, especially if we are not moving in with malintent, ill will, we're moving with good intentions, our heart is in the right place, we ain't trying to hurt nobody. But when we hold that stuff in, and when we, you know, kind of curb ourselves or water ourselves down or dumb ourselves down, we try to like hold ourselves back so that people don't judge us, or so that people don't criticize us or make judgments against us. And again, it's really a form of control. Here we are trying to control everything about our life, control what's happening on the outside of us, control how people react and respond to us, all by contorting and twisting ourselves up. And see, the thing about it is that when you start to insert other people into your decision making or into any internal work that you're doing, it's going to get muddy. It's going to get real complicated and harder for you to do that work, right? So caring about what other people think isn't about caring about what other people think. It's really, I'm trying to control people so that they still love me, they still like me, and that they don't criticize me, when really we can't control none of that at all. We can't do nothing about how people react and respond, as much as we try to, you know, hold sand in our hand and keep it from slipping out of our fingers. It's going to slip out. People are going to be bothered. People are going to have something to say. Everybody has a fucking opinion, okay? And there's not much, if at all, anything that you can do to stop that or to control that. People are going to talk. They're going to say whatever they want to say. And so I want to give you a few things to kind of help you move through this. I care. If you're one of the people who cares about what other people think and it's like really, really heavy for you and it's weighing on you, then I'm going to give you a few things to help you with this. So the first thing is, there has to be a period of self-reflection and self-acceptance around this, around caring about what people think. So you have to start by understanding yourself, getting to know everything about you, getting to know everything that you've been taught, and unhooking or unlearning all of that, reflecting on what your opinions are, reflecting on what your beliefs are, and embracing your unique qualities. Like, many of us are pretty much clones and copies of what we've been taught in our childhood homes. We've seen people act a certain way and we think we're supposed to act that way. We've heard people talk a certain way and we think we're supposed to talk that way. And then as we get older and move through life, we find that those ways of being and those ways of talking and that those ways of moving around in the world ain't getting us what we thought we wanted. It's not getting us to places where we want to be. It's not giving us the results that we thought our life or we thought that we should be experiencing right now. And y'all gonna have to understand, we all gonna have to understand that we cannot please everybody. And that people's opinions are not always accurate reflections of who we are. And so we have to really practice getting to know ourselves, getting to know the shadow and the light of ourselves, getting to know all of the aspects and the duality of who we are, and get to a place of, this is who I am. Now, I'm not saying to ignore areas of your life that need improvement, that need adjustment, places where you know you need to change, the stuff that you know that you need to stop doing. You know, maybe you need to stop being a victim. Maybe you should stop judging people and it won't come back to you. I don't know. You got to check yourself. See, this is what the reflection does. It helps you understand what needs changing and what is okay. And so the more that you practice the self-reflection and focus on your own growth and focus on your own happiness, it'll be easier for you to leave some of those old ways behind, such as caring about what other people think. Get to know yourself. Do some self-reflection about what's important to you, about what beliefs and values are important to you. Because I guarantee you, some of the stuff that your family instilled in you ain't working for you right now. The yelling, the arguing, the gossiping, the going along to get along, all that stuff. All that stuff needs to go up under a microscope, and you are going to have to make a judgment call as to whether or not that stuff stays or goes with you. And then the stuff that feels right to you, keep it. Accept yourself for who you are. Listen, I can get real cranky if I ain't had nothing to eat. Right? Or I know for me, when it's that time of the month, I'm not the nicest person in the world. So for example, my daughter, when she gets hungry, she gets real cranky. I know that about her. I know that about me. And I have to accept what that is. Listen, I'm one of them people who likes to hear the gossip. I ain't gonna front. When you spill good hot tea, my ears are in it. And I'm okay with that. Because I know that I'm not taking that gossip, that information, and trying to hurt somebody with it or trying to, you know, destroy somebody's life with it. Know thyself. Know thyself and then accept thyself. Okay? So listen, number two is make sure you need to check your social circle real carefully. Because everybody that's in your social circle or in your friend group, one ain't there for the right reason, might not be there for the right reason, or may not want to reciprocate the way that you do or give out the way that you do. And so you got to really take some inventory and see who in your friend group is giving just as much as you are, is pouring back into the relationship or pouring back into the circle just as much as you are. Who are those individuals that are supportive and uplifting and who appreciate and value you for who you are? And I'm telling y'all, if people are just like riding on the wagon and dragging their feet on the ground, you have to let their asses go. You're going to have to let them go and make room for people, for your tribe, for people who are more aligned for you. Learn how to cultivate relationships with people who inspire you, empower you, and who encourage you to be authentic and to be your true self and, you know, allow space for you to feel good about who you are, who won't tear you down when you have a bad day or when you have a bad moment. You have to put yourself in the environment that can help you build your confidence and reduce this significance that you placed on other people's opinion or that you pedestalized people for their opinion of you. You got to do some inventory. And I know some of y'all, because I can hear it in my ear. I know some of y'all saying, well, I don't really have any friends. I don't really have a tribe. Have you looked for one? Have you put yourself in the environment that can help you, that can be a loving, reciprocal relationship, whether that's romantic, platonic, friendship, work, whatever the case may be? You got to start looking at who you hanging around. A lot of these cliches that people say, like birds of a feather flock together, they do. You got to decide whether or not you want to keep flying with the same group of birds. Well, chicken heads, as some would say, no shade, but just saying, not everybody is on the same growth and transformational path that you are. Everybody is going at their own pace. And so for that reason, it might be time to temporarily move on without those people and revisit that relationship for another day or another time or another lifetime. Third thing is to practice. You got to practice shifting your perspective, like doing some reframes. I love reframes. Reframes have really helped me personally. And reframes really help me challenge these beliefs that I have. And they will help you challenge your belief that other people's opinion defines your worth, which we know that ain't true. Like, listen at that. Other people's opinion define my worth. They don't even feel right wearing that and putting that on. And so you have to challenge that belief. there's a tool that I teach people in my private coaching that where they can challenge their belief. One, you ask, is this true? Is this absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, true? Is this belief true? And then you got to go look for evidence that is absolutely true. Y'all know what absolute is. There's no doubt. It's absolute. It's 100% true. And so if there's any shadow of a doubt in the belief that other people's opinion define your worth, then you got to drop that belief and come up with something that's more supportive in you being your authentic self. Right? Remember, everybody has their own perspectives, their own biases, their own insecurities, all of that. And you have to recognize that you only have the power to control how you perceive yourself and how your actions affect you and your life and other people. You can't focus yourself on trying to wield power to change somebody else so that they'll believe you, they'll accept you, they'll like you, they won't say bad things about you. People gonna do that all the time. Look on the internet. You ain't got to be famous for people to come at you, come for you in the world. But what you do have to do is start to recognize that the power is on you to control you and not somebody else. Focus on your own goals, regardless of what people say. Focus on your own personal growth. Focus on what truly matters to you. If being a good person matters to you, then focus on that. You got to prioritize your own happiness and your own well-being over this seeking validation from other people. Because there's no real gain in it. Because at the end of the day, even if it's your husband and he lived with you 24/7, you still cannot control his happiness. People have to choose that for themselves, just like you got to choose it for yourself. So you got to shift your perspective and challenge those beliefs that my worth is wrapped up in somebody else's opinion, because that is a lie from the pit of hell if you believe in hell. So I saw a post. Actually, my friend reposted this post in her story, and it said, letting people be wrong about you or a situation while keeping your peace and focus is the most understood power move you will ever make. Let me read that again. Letting people be wrong about you or a situation while keeping your peace and your focus is the most misunderstood power move you will ever make. And that quote is by Morgan Richard Olivier. Listen, you don't have to let people be wrong. Sometimes ain't no arguing about it, ain't no convincing, ain't no pleading your case, ain't none of that. If peace is a value for you, if balance and harmony is a value for you, and it's something that you really want, then your power move is to let them be wrong. You don't have to let folks be wrong about you. You gonna have to let them say wrong stuff about you. Now, if it's slander, listen, that's where I draw the line. Now you're saying stuff that for real ain't true, and it's, you know, messing with my little reputation over here. That's one thing. But what I'm talking about, this going back and forth and arguing people down and trying to convince them that you are not the person that they keep saying you are, when you know you're not and you haven't treated them in a way that will make them say that, you have to let people be wrong. Now, you're going to burn yourself out running in behind people trying to change their mind about who you are, make them not have an opinion or say anything bad about you and why you're changing and what you're doing for your life. You don't have to let people be wrong and let people live while you off creating a life of peace, a life of harmony, life of whatever it is that you want. Because again, not everybody is going to be happy about what you're doing. Let them be wrong and stop doing shit that you know you ain't lit up about. Stop doing the things that you know don't excite you. This comes back to like saying no. You got to let people be wrong. And you got to let people go live their life. We have to get away from this idea that we can control people's thoughts about us. Can't do that. It's putting your energy in the wrong place because there's nothing that you can do about that. Right? So let me recap before I get up on out of here. I just wanted to come in here and hit it and quit it real quick because I'm seeing this a lot. And we talked about doing some self-reflection, doing some self-acceptance, putting yourself in the environment of people who support and uplift you, and shifting your perspective and challenging those beliefs that say that people's opinion define your worth. That is not true. That is not at all true. And so if your hang up is about fear of judgment, judgment is already happening. People are already sizing you up. People are doing it automatically because we've been conditioned to do that to people. And so you also have to understand that the stuff that is being shown to you may be a reflection of what's going on the inside of you. I feel like I sound like a broken record with this because I feel like I've said this before, but Spirit is leading me to say it again, and I will continue to say it until we all overcome and really understand what it is that we're doing. To put somebody in front of you and allow them to define your words, like you're taking your whole power and just throwing it out the window. You know, kind of throwing it up against the wall to see what's going to happen. And I'm willing to bet that that's the thing that keeps you angry, shut down, mad, sad, depressed, and feeling stuck. And it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to get a I don't give a fuck attitude about what people say about you, because really it's none of your business what they think. It's really none of your business what they think about you. And while I'm talking about all of this reflection, really how they feel and their judgments against you is really a reflection about how they feel about themselves. They may deny it, but honestly, it could be a reflection of what needs to be healed on the inside of you, and it could be a reflection of how they feel about themselves. Listen, everything that's coming on the outside, everything that you see on the outside is always something, an indication of what's going on the inside. So if your hang up is, I care too much about what people think of me, get underneath, pull that carpet back and look underneath it. And I'll guarantee you what's underneath that is, I want to control everything but so that it doesn't fall apart on me. Sometimes the best thing is for things to fall apart so that you can start fresh, start new, start with a whole new crew, start with a whole new mindset, start with new everything. So that you can create the life that you want, you have to clear the slate somehow. And so by you trying to control everything from falling out of the sky and slipping through your fingers, you might be holding yourself back from one of the greatest experiences in your life. One of the most freeing life experiences. So stop holding yourself back by caring about what other people think. And I'm talking about especially if you do good for people, you do right by people, your intention is not coming from a bad place. I mean, you might need to brush up your tone and your delivery with some stuff as you speaking your truth and being authentic. But listen, if you're not trying to hurt nobody, then why are we placing our power into somebody else's hands? Why are you letting somebody else live rent-free up in your head? Because they are long gone to the next thing. Even if they might be thinking about you, they ain't going to be thinking about you forever. Trust me on that. All right, y'all. That's it. That's all I have for you today. Stop letting people live rent-free up in your head. So listen, all of my offerings are in the description box. One thing I do want to make mention of is that every month I am going to be going on Instagram live. I'm going to be teaching you some things about your intuition. I'm going to be offering some hot seat coaching, and I'm also going to be doing some free readings. Y'all make sure that you follow me on IG at Soul Healing with Roz. Turn them notifications on, because this, I'm moving a little bit differently with these lives, and I'm not doing them every week like, you know, people expect me to. I am moving with Spirit's direction, and I am going to go live as I feel led. I will likely go live, what's this, June? I will likely go live probably next week sometime. So again, if you don't want to miss the next one, if you don't want to get the replay and you want to be there and you want to get a free reading, my suggestion is turn your notifications on. Other thing you can do is join my email list. Go to my website, www.rozkincaid.com, and sign up for my email list in the contact me page and get on my list where you can get some of those replays and you can get some juicy content that I'm not sharing on Instagram or social media or on YouTube. So listen, if you want an opportunity to work with me or you want to see me in action, I'll be intuitively speaking very, very soon. I'm thinking probably in the next week or so, but again, turn them notifications on so you ain't missing nothing, all right? Because last time it was lit, okay? We did a cord cutting ceremony. I did some readings for people. I had some people from the other side come through. So listen, if you don't want to miss the next one, highly recommend you, again, turn your notifications on or join my email list. So listen, if you enjoyed today's episode, you like this content from me and you want to hear more, then make sure you check out the description with all the info in it on how to connect with me, how to work with me, and just how to follow me. So make sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with somebody that might benefit from it. And I will talk to y'all next time. Bye. Hey, and thanks so much for hanging in there with me all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value from today's episode and feel more empowered and more inspired than you did before. If you enjoyed this episode as much as I did doing it, then share it with somebody that might resonate with it. Also, I would really appreciate it if you could leave me a 5-star review to help me get the word out about the show. And if at any point you have questions or topics you want me to riff about, as you can see, I like to talk, then I invite you to get on my social media platforms and just message me. And if you're feeling the nudge to work with me, then check out my offerings on my website. Everything you need to connect with me is in the show notes. So until next time, be empowered.